Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Whenever we talk about tipping at a restaurant, oh boy, do people lose their marbles. You shouldn't tip over 10%. You shouldn't tip at all. You should be tipping 20%. What's wrong with you? Well, yeah. I don't get a tip for my job. Why should they get a tip? We're not going to be talking about tipping at a restaurant, but we will be talking about jobs that deserve a tip that don't usually get a tip.
Right.
Like, you'd never think to tip this occupation. Are there any on the list for you?
Blood technicians.
Oh, yes.
When you have to go get blood taken for tests, if they're one of those ones that walk in there, and I always have a disclaimer because I have apparently slippery veins, and they're also like not even close to the surface of my skin. So they really have to work for it. And I went a few times when I was pregnant, and this one lady, she was amazing. I was like, oh, by the way, I have slippery. She's like, I'm in. What? I felt like giving her a tip. She was amazing. And it didn't hurt. It was quick. It was wonderful.
So when you go to blood services, are the nurses there like, ugh, Stacy, slippery Stacy's here again?
That's me.
Jeez. Like most situations, an office quote fits this discussion, Stacy.
Do tell.
Take it away, Dwight Schrute.
Why tip someone for a job I'm capable of doing myself? I can deliver food. I can drive a taxi. I can and do cut my own hair. I did, however, tip my urologist because I am unable to pulverize my own kidney stones.
Moral of the story, tip your urologist, okay? There are a couple more. The guy who sharpens my skates. I need them a very specific way. I've been going to the same guy for 8 years, and he knows exactly what to do. I have goalie skates, so they're a little tricky, so I throw him a $5 bill every once in a while.
What about gas jockeys?
You don't tip gas jockeys in the winter?
I pump my own gas.
Why would I tip
for something I could do myself? Thanks, Dwight. But yeah, I feel like especially in the cold, they should get some money.
You know who deserves a tip? TV reporters that have to do a story in front of a big group of people, and they're always yelling in their ear, like, and they just nail it. Like, no bloopers, no nothing. They nail it. Those reporters deserve an extra $5.
Eating cheese every day can make you live longer. Hooray!
So 2 days ago, we talked about that study where having a dog makes you live longer.
Yes.
Now today we're talking about cheese makes you live longer.
Yes.
So if you have a dog and you crush cheese every day, you're going to live till like you're 142. So.
Well, and there's a lot of these studies being done every day. There's studies being done on such ridiculous things. Mm-hmm. We pick and choose the ones that we share with you, the cruise listener. So this one is obviously amazing to hear. They've said the study was done with a whopping 130,000 people took part in the study. And they ate 2 servings of cheese every day and experienced a decreased level of stroke and heart disease. And then what's interesting is those people who abstained from indulging in cheese or other dairy products experienced a higher rate of mortality to the tune of 44%.
The things I would do to be involved in this study. Free cheese twice a day?
Sign me up.
Sign me up. Absolutely.
Also, the people who abstained from cheese and dairy increase their rate of mortality.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Quit avoiding cheese. Obviously, if you have, you know, dietary problems, maybe you're lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Cheese is the hero we need right now.
Yes.
And it's weird because whenever I eat a bunch of cheese, I feel like dying. But actually, it's the exact opposite.
Well, see, this is the thing. You have to listen to the fine details. 2 servings of cheese.
Yeah.
That's probably like 4 slices.
I'm going to choose to ignore that detail, Stacy.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Driven by Auto Clearing Jeep and Ram Center. Online at autoclearing.com.
All right. First one submitted by Travis. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Travis hears, I'm just a pool boy. I need no sympathy.
I'm just a pool boy.
Pool boys don't need sympathy. That's a sweet job.
They got a good gig.
Not the correct lyrics. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy.
This next one was sent to us from Andrew, Sam Roberts' brother down. Andrew hears one-eyed poppy seed over and over again at the end. Now, here's the thing about this song. We looked for like 30 minutes yesterday on all the websites with lyrics to songs on them. None of them have the end of that song.
Yeah. It's just gibberish.
So it's just gibberish. So we're just going to assume that it's One-Eyed Poppy Seed.
Of course.
But we actually think it's One Life to Live with the One-Eyed Prophecy. Now it's One-Eyed Poppy Seed, though.
Yeah. The last one is from Sheila. Oh, God, I love this one. Madonna, La Isla Bonita. Sheila hears, last night I dreamt of some bagels.
Last night I dreamt of some bagels.
What a coincidence you're eating a bagel right now.
And I always dream of bagels.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Delicious. Not the right lyrics, surprisingly. Last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
Last night I dreamt of some bagels.
That's it. That's all for that. Do your thing. Do your thing.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some crew shout-outs.
Out! Out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout-out to seat warmers in cars, or as I like to call them, butt saunas, for being the unsung heroes of the fall season.
Shout-out to dogs who like to jump into giant piles of leaves. No, it's cool. Not like I spent 45 minutes raking that pile or anything. Guess I'll just be out here for another 15, 20 minutes. Awesome.
Shout out to grocery stores on the week after Thanksgiving. Thanks for putting the super cheap pumpkin pie at the front of the store so us cheapskates don't have to look all over the store for them. Really appreciate it.
Shout out to the uncle who gets super drunk during Thanksgiving and starts spouting off. Thanks for the free entertainment.
Shout out to the cousin who gets super offended by the drunk uncle saying whatever he wants and tries to argue everything that comes out of his mouth. Again, thanks for the free entertainment.
Shout out to the show WKRP in Cincinnati for reminding us that live turkeys should never be thrown from helicopters.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
And finally, shout out to the federal election. Thanks in advance for ruining Thanksgiving for everyone this year with political talk at the dinner table.
This is another interesting thing that's gone up for auction. We've talked about other things before, stuff from like Paul McCartney's birth certificate went up for auction once and went for a crazy amount of money. People love to pay a lot of money for, you know, celebrities, things they used to own. Kurt Cobain's vintage green cardigan from Nirvana's 1993 MTV Unplugged performance is being auctioned off. And I find it strange how in the title they make sure they mention that it's unwashed.
Oh, good.
Because, but like, can you imagine if they washed it?
Oh, I'd be mad.
That would just, obviously, it's still going to be worth something because it's Kurt Cobain's sweater that he wore in that performance, which was unbelievable. But can you imagine if they're like, yeah, freshly washed? The value would just go like way down. The fact that it's unwashed, it's got stains, it's got cigarette burns in it. They're expecting it to pull in between $200,000 and $300,000.
Whoa.
That's a lot of cash.
That's U.S. dollars, too. So that's like $7 million Canadian.
Yeah. Who's got that kind of money?
I remember a few months ago, someone auctioned off that set list that Nirvana wrote down on a paper plate. It had pizza stains on it and everything like that. That went for like $24,000.
I know. It's
and
crazy.
And his greasy old cardigan is going to go for like $300,000.
Apparently.
Is there any rock star memorabilia that you would pay good money for? And good money for us is like $400.
I am way too much of a cheapskate.
Yeah.
Because like, what would you do with that sweater? Let's say you do pay $300,000 for it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to wear it out?
Single Clayton would. Single Clayton would wear that all around town.
Ladies,
go up to the ladies.
What?
Hey, this is Kurt Cobain's cardigan. Never been washed before. What's up, ladies?
There's a really sweet little, well, I don't want to say sweet. It's a cool event, actually. And it's happening in the Katmai National Park in Alaska. And it's called Fat Bear Week. And it's exactly what it sounds like. You get to vote on the cutest / most lovable fat bear.
And these bears are absolute units. Like these bears, imagine a fridge beside another fridge covered in hair and it can walk. That's what these bears look like. They are massive.
Well, and it's interesting. They've got a picture of Bear 435. Her name is Holly. There's a picture of her taken in July of this year. And then there's a picture of her taken September of this year. 2 months, July, August, September, 3 months, basically. And she has gone up incredibly in weight. Like, mm-hmm. she is absolutely fat. The word they're using to describe them actually is chonky. Not
I love
chunky,
that word.
Chonky.
Oh, chonky needs to be more popular.
And I got a little upset. I was like, well, are these bears fat because of they're eating, like, you know, garbage left by campers? Mm-hmm. No, these bears are just packing on the weight in preparation for hibernation mm-hmm. by eating a crap ton of salmon.
And people can vote on the fattest bear or whoever they think should win the title.
They've got a bracket.
Exactly. It's like March Madness, but for fat bears. It's absolutely adorable. Like, move over Shark Week.
Yeah.
The new best week ever, Fat Bear Week.